Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with TG Watkins. He is the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading. Now TG, let's start off with the US equity markets. In the last about half hour, the markets have at least steadied a little bit. We have the S&P, Dow, and NASDAQ all still down right around 2%, but again, at least they're not in almost that free fall that they were in to start off the trading year, I guess we can say. How are you viewing this move down for the markets to kick off a year after we just ended the last year? It was a crazy year, but markets ended very strongly. So is this just a natural unwind to some of those bullish positions at the very tail end of the year?
It's been a mixed bag, actually. And welcome to 2021. I guess this is how we're kicking it off. The IWM has been clear in this sense, because even going into the end of the year, it was underneath the hourly 50 SMA and getting trapped underneath that. So I kind of saw that as the the canary in the coal mine saying, hey, we've got some issues. But then the other ETFs like the NASDAQ and the S&P, they were holding strong. And it was probably some undercurrents of, well, Santa Claus rally and window dressing. We want to make sure things look good going into the end of the year. You know, everyone wants to have good numbers. But then we have tax loss harvesting. And it was really funny to see that underneath the surface, there were a lot of stocks that were getting beat up as people were selling into the end of the year, probably pulling off profits or tax loss, whatever. But then the markets were holding up. And so I was kind of thinking, okay, maybe this is going to be a little bit bullish, even though things are kind of in the upper ranges. And then I was kind of explaining earlier to you that I have my Moxie indicator, which can be found over at profitpilot.com. And the indicator has been underneath zero for about 2 weeks, meaning the indicator is negative. And that means that price should not be over moving averages like the 50 SMA. And I call this setup, it's an inverse trampoline move, because, you know, just like you jump on a trampoline, it shoots you up. Imagine this one just upside down and shoots you down. And that's actually firing. And I've been looking at that for about 2 weeks. And here we go. I guess they wanted to just hold on to things going into the end of the year. And now they can let it go into the new year. So we'll just have to see how long this pullback takes and where it's going to go. But, you know, I'm overall bullish. We just need to finish out this pullback.
What levels are you watching then for any of the broad averages for this pullback? Because it's just starting. We don't know how long it's going to go on for. But, hey, it is the start of the trading year. And this is not the most confident way that the markets can open.
Well, I know it's not the most confident, but in the other regard, we've had a heck of a run ever since the IWM took off with all that vaccine news back, mid-November. It's been going crazy, and we kept looking at this and saying, okay, how long until this thing needs to pull back? Because it just went vertical, and it just kept going and going and going. So I'm viewing this as pretty natural, and I guess the big players at B just wanted to keep it up until the end of the year. Now that the new year is here and that calendar rolls over, they said, okay, we need to actually let this thing cycle back down and start over. So for now, I'm just going to be viewing this as a pullback. Now, it might get bloody. It might get pretty rough. We don't know. It could last for a little while. But generally, I just think we need to come back down to support. And if you're asking levels, I don't know. With the IWM, we're still pretty high above the daily 50. I don't know if it's going to need to get there or not. Currently, we're at the hourly 200 SMA, and it's going to have to deal with that first. And so if it eventually falls off the hourly 200, I could see you going down to the daily 50. And these are just guesses. I always tell my subscribers that I never know where a pullback is going to go. I just know when it's over. And then with the daily chart, same thing, it's right, or the S&P, it's right at the hourly 200. It could bounce around here for a while. And if it can't hold the hourly 200, then, something around the daily 50 is probably reasonable to see that. We could also get just a whole lot of chop, and maybe this goes sideways for a few weeks.
So what I'm hearing, though, is the markets really did get extended to the upside, and whether it moves sideways for a little while to allow some of the indicators to catch up or whether it corrects, the fact of the matter is it's due for a correction. Let's just see what that correction turns into. What are some of the key drivers that you're going to be watching? Is this Georgia runoff race going to matter, you think, in the long run? What else is on your radar for near-term drivers?
Yeah, you know, it could matter. We don't know which way it's going to go, so it's hard to say, well, how is it going to matter? I just don't think we know that answer, and I think that a lot of people are probably skittish about that because I think it could have some ramifications. Do the Republicans hang on? Do the Democrats come into power? I don't know. We don't know that answer yet, and once we do, we're then going to have to see what does the market think of that. If it's status quo, maybe it's going to think one thing. If the Democrats become in power, then maybe it's going to think another, and that could be bullish or bearish. We just really don't know, and it could be that some people are kind of just taking risk off until we figured out that answer. But you know, going back to what you said and what I've been saying, the markets were just really, really overbought and extended anyway.
Now, that whole risk off comment there, is that what is driving the precious metals? Because I think you can make the argument today we're seeing this general rotation out of, let's say, the broad averages and some of the stronger, larger cap stocks into some of these other sectors that also did well last year, but faded a little bit in the second half of the year, let's say.
I think the whole precious metal thing, I think that's a bigger thing, not just a risk on, risk off type thing. We've been seeing that the precious metals on the monthly charts are setting up. And so this is a big deal. I think these are starting to get into a very, very big long-term trend. So look at that. And then I think this is related to the whole Bitcoin craze. I think that the devaluation of the US dollar, the printing of all the dollars, the potential inflation risk that's out there. I think that countries and nations and investors are saying, well, what do we do about this whole printing of dollars? And they're looking for alternatives. They're looking for gold, silver, Bitcoin, Bitcoin-related stocks. This is really, really going to be changing up a lot of stuff. And then even kind of talking on the Bitcoin or crypto thing, I've been reading that companies that usually with their excess cash, they need to invest their cash someplace. And a lot of times they'd invest it into either companies, the market, or precious metals. But now they're actually saying, hey, what if we invest Bitcoin as a way to hedge against any deflation? And I think that is why now also Bitcoin is starting to go crazy in addition to its acceptance across large companies and platforms.
Interesting comments there, TG. Bitcoin is just a whole beast on its own, too. But the precious metals move here, this is also coming early on in the year. Do you see this 2000 level then as being broken in the near term? Is this momentum going to continue for the precious metals?
Yeah, looking at slash GC, so the gold futures, yeah, I mean, this last dip, the last 2 months have dipped right into an uptrending monthly 10 SMA. And right into a weekly 50 SMA, and also right into a daily 200 SMA. These are all major support moving averages. And this whole pullback over the last several months into these moving averages has just been a pullback. That's all it is. Because the last run up in gold that peaked out, oh, let's see, August. Yeah, about August. After that, it's just been pulled back to support. So I'm looking at this as a new trend, a new fresh trend. And that's why I was just saying it a second ago, like you guys need to be aware of precious metals. I think this is the ship starting to leave.
All right. Well, very exciting and very encouraging for the precious metals bugs to begin the year. And yeah, you also look at some of the inflation data, that 10-year inflation break even tested out 2%. And who knows, that whole inflation narrative can really take hold this year, possibly. Final sector that you and I were chatting about off mic is the cannabis sector. The cannabis stocks are starting to do better again. It is coming back onto more traders' radars, I think, but do you think now is a good time to be taking some positions in cannabis stocks?
Well, today had a pretty good day. You know, the market is getting ripped down, and yet cannabis generally is up. And I think we need to look at that as a sign. Now, maybe there's some correlation between this Georgia Senate thing, Democrats coming into power, and cannabis. That could possibly be a thing. Otherwise, the original spurt for cannabis, you know, over the last few weeks was during the elections when more states voted cannabis in and started making it, you know, more legal and all of that. And so that was something. I'm generally a fan of cannabis, but it seems to have prolonged deep pullbacks and then they shoot up. So you got to be kind of nimble with them and careful with them because they seem to just fade for a while. But today they're having a good day. I think we should keep them on our radar in the near future. And it would be kind of interesting to see if this Georgia Senate thing has any effect on cannabis specifically, But overall, yeah, keep an eye on cannabis.
Okay. Just as a final comment then, TG, it really seems like the market still is one that you don't want to be sitting in cash for a very long period of time. There's a lot of money in the system, and it seems to be rotating still. Is that going to be a continued theme, do you think, this year of just money rotating within different sectors?
Yeah, I think so. We're just waiting for this pullback to finish. You know, we looked at when the IWM has had a move like it has over the last couple months, going just straight up for so long after the vaccine news. It is hard to deny that that really says something, that that really does say risk on, and let there could be a return back to normalcy, and that the small cap sector is really getting a lot of attention in all sorts of different things, you know, even the electric vehicles and whatnot, cannabis. So I would say we need to keep an eye on this. The fact that the IWM is up so big is great. I think that is a bellwether for, you know, the year to come. We've just been too hot and extended, and we just need to go through the natural process of having the IWM, the markets, individual names, sectors, pull back, refresh, and then we can go again. I don't want to be bearish on anything other than this pullback, and we will keep watching this sector rotation because you know, we've been seeing a lot of things, loved that vaccine news, and then they just need to cool off and then keep regrowing after that.
All right, TG, great chatting with you, buddy. I will post a link to that Profit Pilot website where everyone can follow along with some more of your trades, and you and I will chat in another couple weeks, but boy, an interesting start to 2021.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time, TG.
Great. Thanks, Corey.